Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich has taken a 3-vote lead over Senator Ted Stevens in the latest vote count, updated released this afternoon by the Division of Elections. More returns are possible this evening. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The Division of Elections this afternoon released the results of votes from about 44,000 ballots, and those results show that Mark Begich covered a more than 3,200-vote shortfall, taking the slimmest of margins for the moment. The division has planned to count another 10,000 votes today and tonight, and another 40,000 questioned and absentee ballots are still pending. In legislative campaigns, 6 House races and 1 Senate race came out of Election Day within margins that observers said could easily change with a new count. So far, there's been no change in who's leading the race. In Fairbanks, Democrat Joe Pasquin leads Cynthia Henry by 391 votes in their race for District E. In the House, Republican Mike Kelly holds on to his seat in a race with Carl Castle. Kelly's ahead by 32 votes. Incumbent Scott Kawasaki's leading by 280 votes over challenger Sue Hall. Throughout the rest of the state, Democrat Pete Peterson now has a 219-vote lead over incumbent Republican Bob Roses. Also, Democrat Chris Tuck is taking District 29 away from the Republicans, as he leads Ronald Jordan by 233 votes. Former Kodiak State Senator and Frank Murkowski staff member Alan Osterman has picked up a sizable 369-vote lead over Democrat Andrew Lundquist. And in the closest race on Election Day, Democrat Bob Book has increased his lead over Bob Lewis. He now has a 115-vote margin. More than 90,000 ballots were uncounted at the start of the day, and elections officials plan to work through a little more than half of them today and tonight. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.